Courts in New Jersey are dealing with an increasing number of eviction filings and a backlog of more than 30,000 cases. Tenants who missed rent during the depths of the pandemic were supposed to be protected from eviction under a law signed by Governor Phil Murphy a year ago, but those protections have now expired. WNYC's Karen Yee joins us now to talk about the latest. Karen, did the law Murphy signed last August actually keep people from losing their homes?
It definitely did, but not for everybody that the law was supposed to cover and protect. So this package of legislation essentially extended the moratorium on evictions for low-income renters through December, and for higher earners, they were protected through last August. But to get these protections, tenants had to fill out these self-certification forms saying that they couldn't pay rent due to COVID and that they tried to get rental assistance. And once you filled out that form, that's when the filing was supposed to be dismissed in court. So we know that there were almost 63,000 self-certification forms that were filled out, but just 10,000 cases were dismissed, and that's according to the courts.
So one out of six self-certification forms led to a case dismissed. Do tenant advocates say that's good or is it bad? What are they saying about it?
Well, they say that the law has made an enormous difference in keeping people in their homes, but they called these numbers distressing, given that we know hundreds of thousands of households were applying for rental assistance during COVID. I mean, part of the problem here is just how the law has been implemented. Really, it varies by county and varies by judges within a county. A report by the Housing Justice Project at Seton Hall Law School found examples of tenants who should have had their cases dismissed under the law because they would rent from when the protection was in place, but either the clerk failed to dismiss the case or the judge misapplied the law. I spoke to Catherine Weiss. She's an attorney who represents tenants, and she says landlords have also tried to limit the reach of the law in court.
There is absolutely no question that the positions that the landlords are taking are leading to unjust evictions because the tenants are unrepresented and don't know that they have protections that the landlords are saying they don't have.
She says that fewer than 2% of tenants come to court with a lawyer, while 85% of lawyers are represented. And it's really hard to quantify how many tenants may have fallen through the cracks, right, and not received all of these protections that they were entitled to. But housing advocates say for sure unlawful evictions have happened.
So you report that eviction filings are back on the rise, but they're not quite at the levels we saw prior to COVID. How are the courts dealing with this increase in cases as we all emerge from the pandemic?
The courts are implementing two massive changes to landlord-tenant cases. So around the same time that Murphy signed these anti-eviction measures we've been talking about, Chief Justice Stuart Rabner also ordered a series of reforms to landlord-tenant court as they geared to reopen last September. So the overhaul made most pretrial hearings and trials happen virtually and required landlords to submit a copy of the lease to the judge. Allison Nolan, an attorney with Volunteer Lawyers for Justice, hopes that these reforms help right-size the court and give tenants who are overwhelmingly not represented more of a voice.
I hope that we're heading into a direction where it's not just the feeling of a conveyor belt, where it's not just a feeling that, you know, if the landlord asks for it, they're going to get it. Because when you go to court, it's expected that you'll be able to prove your case.
And we know eviction filings are trickling up. 58,000 cases have been filed this year. That's double the numbers in the same time period last year, but still shy of the 86,000 or so filed at this point in 2019.
And yeah, on the other side of this, landlords, they have been dealing with months of unpaid rent. How are they dealing with it?
Well, rental assistance was a huge help for landlords because they were able to recoup some of the debt. But while the rent that was owed during the worst days of COVID couldn't be used for evictions, they did have the option to get that money back by filing a civil case against their tenants. We know at least 2,100 landlords have filed these sort of cases since last fall, but that's probably an underestimate. Derek Reed is a board member of the Property Owners Association, and he says the biggest frustration from landlords now is just how long it's taking for these cases, these evictions, to be decided due to the backlog.
If you have one, two, or sometimes even three tenants not paying you rent, and it takes you 10 months to remove that tenant, it creates a really, really tough financial and economic position for those people.
He says Essex County, he's being told that cases filed this year won't be heard until 2023, and records show that Essex County accounts for almost half the state's backlog.
Given everything we've been talking about here, Karen, are there any resources left for tenants?
There are no more state assistance programs. The law we talked about created a $750 million program for rent and utility assistance. That's all been spoken for. Any resources at this point will be available either at the municipal or county level or private programs.
Karen Yee covers New Jersey for WNYC. Karen, thanks as always.
Thank you.